Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Chof Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the foot of the page, Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Ha'ife, is Belonis, Meshah Nisko, Mechomet Sha'avar Rav Pesach, Ein Eloike, She'ein Leithah Seshaboy, Mechuvar, Meklai HaKerem, Leike. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that one who makes a bandage from the fat of an ox that was stoned by Beis Din, or from Chomet that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, he doesn't receive lashes, since its negative command against deriving benefit is not explicit, as the pasuk only says, you shall not eat. However, if he made a bandage from klei hakerem, which is fruits grown in a vineyard in which crossbreeds are planted, he receives lashes. Amar Rabbi Chanina, pen tikdash pen tukadesh. Rabbi Chanina gave a reasoning in Dvarim, pasuk chof beis, pasuk tes, it says, pen tikdash, lest it become forbidden. Chazal expound, pen tukadesh, lest it require burning. The pasuk did not express the prohibition in relation to eating. And the Gemara asks, "Me'ol asicha asel ochliksiv, leisi asel leisi asel ochliksiv, leisi chluksiv leisi asel ochkoi leiksiv." Would one receive lashes for making a bandage from ola, which is fruits of a tree in its first year of its growth? The positive commandment about ola does not mention eating, implying that even deriving benefit is prohibited. But the negative commandment uses the term lo yochal, don't eat, implying only eating is prohibited. Should the prohibition against deriving benefit therefore be applied to the negative commandment as well? Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan memashra shenema sakol yisakel hashor v'chi einan yoydim shebesaroi osel b'achila matam b'loim el yoychol es besaroi v'al diacha shikshem hu osel b'achila kach hu osel b'hanoya. The Gemara asks a question from a b'aisa against Rabbi Yochanan. From the phrase in Shmoyth perek chof aleph pasuk chof ches, you shall surely stone the ox, do we not know that its flesh may not be eaten because it wasn't slaughtered? Why then did the pasuk continue to say, you shall not eat its flesh? The pasuk comes to teach that just as it's prohibited to eat, it's prohibited to derive benefit. Ma'avad Rabbi Yochanan patala b'she kadmur b'ha'bailim b'shachtur ad shalom nigma dinay. We need it for the case when the owner slaughtered it before the Beis Din had decided to stone it. Rabbi Zeira bar kamir v'yabo, hacha tema hachin v'hacha tema hachin. The question against Rabbi Yochanan is that earlier you said that lo yochal includes a prohibition to derive benefit, and here you said that it implies only a prohibition to eat it. Amalei chada b'shem Rav Elazar v'chada b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, here it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and there it was said in the name of Rav Elazar. Rabban de Kisarin v'yabo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabban of Kisarin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, said that the pasuk should be explained like this: Kol makom shenema lo yochal lo yochlu. In at Toifes Issa Hanoya ki Issa Achila. Whenever a pasuk says Lo Seichal or Lo Seichlu, it's not prohibited to derive benefit, even though it's prohibited to eat. Lo Seichel Lo Yeachel at Toifes Issa Hanoya ki Issa Achila. If the pasuk says Lo Seichel or Lo Yeachel, this implies it's also prohibited to derive benefit, as the words imply that one should not be permitted to do anything that will bring a person to eat, and normally benefiting brings about eating, as one buys food with the money. Binyan av shiva kulam v'chochata asher yuva midama el ayam moyed lechaper b'kodesh l'siachar b'eish tisarif. The binyan av means the source case for this is vayikra peg vav pasuk chof gimel, and any chatas, which is a sin offering, that some of its blood is brought to the altar to atone in sanctity, you shall not eat it, that's lo se ochel. It shall be burned in fire. If the pasuk said it must be burned, it should not need to say that one may not eat it. Therefore, the pasuk must be teaching that whenever a pasuk says lo se'ochel, it's including a prohibition against deriving benefits.